This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is a podcast that took 18 years to get to. And in fact, many people listening to this are only ready to ask this question after the events of the last 2 to 3 years, during which many Americans have now awakened to the fact that the FBI has long been operated as a rogue, treasonous organization that routinely violates the law and covers up heinous deep state crimes. This has become now an accepted understanding of the corruption and criminality of the FBI among the American people. Also because of the Russia collusion hoax that was pushed by the FBI and Obama's DOJ and the media, many Americans now, perhaps the majority, no longer trust the media, and they know the media lies to them. Now, with that said, with that as a background context, I invite you to revisit the events of September 11, 2001. Yes, I'm talking about 9/11. Now, let's look at the official story. Okay, so for the first part here, I'm not going to say anything that isn't part of the official record, okay? In the official record, which is endorsed by the government and the media, there were 3 buildings that were destroyed in New York, plus a commercial aircraft, they say, hit the Pentagon. So 3 buildings. There's the 2 Twin Towers, and then there's a 3rd building called World Trade Center 7, or WTC-7, which was not hit by any airplane. The 2 airplanes hit the 2 towers, not WTC-7. Okay, that's the official story. I haven't said anything controversial yet. If you didn't know there was a 3rd building destroyed on that day, it's because the media has deleted this knowledge from your memory through revisionist history. They don't want you to think about the 3rd building, World Trade Center 7. Why? Because, now here's the part that isn't the official story, but it's the truth. The reason is because World Trade Center 7 was brought down through controlled demolition. And if you didn't realize that, perhaps it's time to go back and take a look at the evidence. That building had just a few office fires happening inside. It is a concrete and steel structure. Concrete and steel structures do not collapse in perfect pancake style just because a couple of offices are on fire. It violates the laws of physics. And this is why there are thousands of what's called architects and engineers. It's an entire group, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, that have examined all the evidence and have concluded that the official story could not possibly be true unless the laws of physics were suspended magically during that moment. World Trade Center 7 was brought down with controlled demolition. And the owner of the building had taken out a multi-billion dollar insurance policy just a few months earlier. And certain people had been warned in advance to get out of the building. And the building happened to house a storage center for deep state evidence that would have incriminated many important people inside the Bush administration, the CIA, and the NSA. And they used the 9/11 attacks as a dual-purpose operation. First, Bush ordered the military to stand down. The Saudis were co-conspirators in this, and they ran the operation to fly the airplanes into the buildings. World Trade Center 7 was brought down to eliminate the evidence that could have incriminated the deep state operatives, the same people, in many cases, the exact same people, who are now about to be indicted for trying to carry out a political coup against President Trump. The deep state, in other words, has been operating in America for decades. 9/11 was used to destroy some of the evidence that the deep state knew could be used against it. And that way they could say, well, we lost the record. They were lost in 9/11. There were computers and storage devices and physical files that were all destroyed. So it was a twofer. from the point of view of the Bush administration. You get to cleanse all of this data. All these files get to be destroyed better than being shredded. Heck, they burned up in a giant terrorist attack, right? And at the same time, then they were able to roll out, guess what? The Patriot Act, which granted surveillance authority to the deep state so that beginning with the Bush administration, but continuing through the Obama administration, deep state operatives could spy on American citizens, but especially political opponents. And they used those powers that were granted following 9/11 to insert spies into the Trump campaign and the campaigns of other people, including Jeb Bush, by the way, who was spied on by the Obama administration, and some others as well. They were all spied on, and there was a plan to take down any Republican that got elected. You got to understand, this all started with 9/11. Well, I mean, it didn't. The deep state didn't originate with 9/11, but the spying, the Patriot Act, was brought into existence in the aftermath of 9/11. 9/11 was a staged event. The violence was real. Let's be clear. Over 3,500 Americans died. The bloodshed was real. The loss of life was real. But the narrative was fake. And this is exactly the way all these false flags are run. The death is real. The violence is real. The destruction is real. But the narrative is fake. And the real purpose of these acts is hidden from the American people. And the official narrative is reinforced by the media to make sure that no one can question the official story of what happened. Now, interestingly, in 2001, the independent media on the internet was not very strong at that time. It was just in its infancy. So at that time, the mainstream media still had 99%+ control over the official narrative. So they rolled the video over and over again of the airplane slamming into the World Trade Center. But we didn't have the critical mass of independent media to question everything at that time. If 9/11 were carried out today, it would be immediately torn apart by the legitimate fact checkers of the independent media, the independent researchers, you know, the Alex Jones operations of the world that would expose all of this. But you can go back and you can look at what happened and you can immediately know the whole thing was faked. For example, consider this. Did you ever see any video footage of a commercial jet slamming into the Pentagon? Did you ever see that? No, the answer is no, you never saw that. Why? They played the video over and over and over again, millions of times on air, of the commercial aircraft slamming into the World Trade Center buildings, two of them. But they never showed you any video footage of a commercial jet slamming into the Pentagon. Ever wonder why? Where did all that video go? There were hundreds of video cameras around the city that had that view within their scope, you know, in the background, you know, surveillance cameras and so on. Guess what? The FBI went across the city and confiscated every recording of every video camera that had the Pentagon in its field of view. The FBI did that in 2001. Yep, the same corrupt FBI that ran the operation to try to overthrow Trump and destroy our constitutional republic. The same FBI that had Robert Mueller and people like James Comey working their way up through the ranks. Yep, the same FBI. Now, they confiscated all those videotapes, and they never showed a single video to the American public. Why is that? Well, the obvious answer is that the official narrative is a hoax. Turns out that it wasn't a commercial jetliner that hit the Pentagon. It was actually it was a cruise missile. That's the reality of what happened. And it was a cruise missile that was fired by the U.S. military. It was a false flag operation. And a lot of people could not accept this, probably until recently. Only now, with the context of understanding how corrupt the FBI is, how dishonest the deep state is, and how they will stage attacks on America in order to maintain their own power, and how they needed the legal authorization to spy on American citizens and spy on political opponents and surveil even Supreme Court justices and so on. Only now, looking back, can we truly understand that 9/11 was a false flag staged attack that was, in fact, allowed to take place by the deep state. who sacrificed thousands of American lives in order to shore up their own political power. That is the true story of what really happened on 9/11. If you haven't thought about that for a while, go back and look at the evidence now, and you'll see that it all makes sense, and it's all consistent with what you've recently learned about the FBI, about the lies of the media, about the deep state, about Obama's spying operations, about the true intent of the Patriot Act. Yeah, it all makes sense now. You can connect the dots 18 years later. Well, I guess 17 and a half years later, or whatever it may be. But there you go. The truth comes out eventually. Interesting, isn't it? Read my website, newstarget.com, and do some digging. I encourage you to do so. Question everything, and you'll find truths that have been buried for a very long time. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.